enter to talk to the three of us. For one thing, on the visual, we have the prettiest economy in the country. And then we could get that out to stations. And it's kind of educational, non-profitable.
Set up a tape that we would then send out to the people. Excellent idea. Use all your people that you can on this set up a team. Talk to our closest to what he would have in mind, you know, to these other people, you know, on the cell phone that have been passed. Let me put it this way. I would like a first rate PR effort made to say this was a hell of a year, and the next 2 years could be great years, but you've got to follow the leadership we're giving here, and the Congress has failed damn well not. Better screw this up by spending the impounded funds, forcing us to go above the budget and so forth. Make the Congress the devil. In other words, congressional overspending must be made. Congress overspending threatens your prosperity. Your prosperity is in danger. There it is, Congress overspending. And because we can never win fighting the Congress on any individual overspending program, never. Because there's some clown out there that wants the limestone or whatever it is, or the home for the disabled, for the veterans, or whatever it is, you get rid of. But you can fight the Congress on the basis of defending the budget. That's the only way you can beat them. You can't beat them on individual items in the budget. They'll absolutely kill us. This is something that Kevin has got to understand a little bit, what he's leading now. But then I'm sure it's better that the new man can do it. Edge, you'll understand this. You all understand it. But remember, always take these individual subjects. Don't get involved. Kevin is a great deal on this. How do you answer on that? How do you answer? Never look. Just move. Whenever they ask about any individual in the county, move directly from it. Well, all right, that's a very interesting point of view. But there's about 30 others like that. The whole point is, let's come back to the fundamental thing. It's a question of priorities. We cannot exceed $250 billion, because if we do, that's going to raise taxes or prices or both for all our Americans.
I think the,
wow, right,
the,
job.
The line that you laid out before the election, of course, the issue isn't spending, it's taxes. This is the way to raise your taxes. That's caught on, and people are seeing that.
People are for spending, but they're against taxes.
You don't want their taxes.
That's right. But if you could point out that the Congress threatens your prosperity by overspending, it will raise your taxes or raise your prices. The latter is a more hard one to understand, but we know it's true. You have said that. Well, anyway, I thought you were in 73 a good year, or else.
I keep the representative of you with our bills, which are,
let's say, this is my birthday.
And here's the serial number 60.
Yeah.